Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. It is Food for Thought Friday. Don't know about you, I cannot believe that June's already here. Summer's upon us. Summer officially, I believe, about 2 weeks away, but amazing that it's June. And we're already June 9th. I love to share nuggets of wisdom that God has spoke to me throughout the week of spending time with Him, whether reading my Bible, a devotional book, through conversations, through things I read on social media. Just love how God loves to speak to His kids. And just like to share some of those with you. The first thing I saw, a guy I know named Mike Dennis, he just posted on Facebook recently, when you lose someone you love, you lose a part of yourself. When you lose someone you love, you lose a part of yourself. Recently, obviously celebrated Memorial Day, and most of my family was able to go and go to the cemetery and place flowers on my dad's grave. And fortunately, my mom's still alive, was able to be a part of that. And, you know, I was really overwhelmed with emotion. My dad's been gone since 2016, so, you know, it's been over 7 years. And most of the time, I do pretty well now, really do. But, you know, as I walked up to that gravestone, I just thought, you know, man, I really miss him. And I started to ask one of my brothers and my sister that was able to be there, and my mom and my sister-in-law and two of my nephews were able to be there. Hey, what do you guys miss most about Dad? And yet, I was starting to get overwhelmed with emotion that I had really experienced like that about my dad being gone in quite a while. And I just felt like, no, I can't, I don't want to go there right now. And yet it just reminded me, man, the reason I become emotional, because man, that's a part of my heart that just misses my dad. He was a wonderful father and became a wonderful man of God at the age of almost 50. And so, you know, he just added a lot of value to my life. He was a safe place, a plethora of wisdom. We talked about wisdom yesterday in Proverbs chapter 8. And if you missed that program, I would encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.org. That's hopeishere.org, and check that out. We talked about that. And but man, he had such great wisdom. God gave him spiritual wisdom because my dad just consumed the Bible, and he had a very, very deep intellect. In fact, Revelation was one of his favorite books of the Bible, and he was over my head sometimes, but such a gracious guy. But I miss his spiritual wisdom. I miss his earthly wisdom. Very successful in business, and he was a good athlete, and really miss that. So I want to say to you today, the reason I'm going on about this, sometimes I think we think when we lose someone that is a follower of Jesus and a person of faith that it's not going to hurt. And friends, it does. It does hurt, and especially, you know, if you love greatly, it's going to hurt a little bit, and it'll hurt for a while. But I do want to say to you that it does get better. And eventually those tears turn into smiles and more about laughter and good memories and quoting things that they said and just precious memories with them. And the one thing I would say, and I want to say this as lovingly as I can, after a while, you know, after some time, and, you know, it's different for everybody. Everybody grieves differently, but you have to be careful that you don't get into a spirit of grief that where it just dominates you and controls your life for many, many years. And I know that sometimes I've seen that happen with people who love Jesus, but yet after several years, even they still really, really grieve hard over that. And friends, God wants to help to heal that. He wants to comfort you. There's been times I've had to work through grief with a good Christian counselor. And I want to encourage you. Maybe, you know, you're saying, yeah, that might be me. It's been a few years since this loved one's been gone, and yet I still just get overwhelmingly emotional about it. And it's okay to ask for some help, friends, and get some help with that. I'm going to talk to you today, Pastor Mike McClure, somebody I like to follow also on social media. He said, you know, sometimes we need to distance ourselves from people who lie to us or disrespectful to us. They use us or they put us down. That doesn't mean the first time that happens, friends, okay? All right? Yeah, we all have to extend grace to people, and we have to forgive. But somebody does it to you a second time, then, you know, there may be a pattern there. And the third time, then really have to reevaluate the friendship, the relationship. The Bible says to be wise as serpents and innocent as doves. And maybe there's somebody in those four categories I shared about that you may need to reexamine that relationship. Somebody that lied to you more than once. They're disrespectful in their conversation to you or about you or around you. Or they're always, you know, using you, wanting stuff. And, you know, we all have maybe seasons where we have to carry our more than our share of the weight in the relationship. But then also comes a point sometimes you're like, okay, whoa, maybe need to evaluate this. And, you know, on top, you know, disrespects one form, another one, people that put you down. And, man, just had to be careful. I see husbands and wives doing that. Really grieves me. Or parents or their kids. Or parents allow their kids to do it to them. And, friends, it's not God-honoring. So I want to encourage you to really take a look at that. Saw a quote recently, and I don't have the person's name. It said, everyone makes mistakes. Nobody is perfect. Live it, learn from it, and move on. So, you know, friends, we're going to make mistakes. The question is, are we learning from it? Okay? So we don't make the same mistake again. I think we all can agree that often in our lives, God has had us go back and repeat a lesson because we haven't learned it. And that can be painful at times. But sometimes we have to live the things. We've got to learn from them, and then we have to move on. And but we've got to learn from it. Sometimes we have to ask for forgiveness. But God, Bible says, after we ask for forgiveness of sin, we learn from it, and we repent, we turn, and we go the other way and change our habits. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, as far as the east is from the west, God doesn't remember it anymore. But unfortunately, we keep hitting the rewind button. And friends, when God, you've asked for forgiveness and you've repented from that, it doesn't matter what it is, friends. When Jesus said, Father, it is finished on the cross, his last words, then it's finished. And if you're not doing that sin anymore, that failure, whatever it is, then God's forgotten it. It's in the rearview mirror. It's been deleted. But the enemy will try to tempt you to hit the rewind button, and you got to say, no, I'm forgiven. I've asked God for forgiveness. Jesus has forgiven me. And move forward. And I confess to you that I've let the enemy steal way too many days, weeks, months in my life, years, over failures, mistakes in my life. And man, I just really, really want to challenge and encourage you as we move in this new month of June and summertime to say, no, I'm moving forward. I'm forgiven. You know, sometimes you have to say things out loud. And sometimes for somebody, oh, this is a little hokey. But, you know, you have to say, you know, financially, I'm going to win. In my career, I'm going to win. Mentally, I'm going to win today. Emotionally, I'm going to win. Physically, I'm going to win. In my family, I'm going to win. With loving people, I'm going to win. In my life overall, I'm going to win. I'm going to claim it all. I'm going to be it all. I'm going to do it all with God's help. And, you know, sometimes we just kind of have to have a pep talk with ourselves, okay? And the big thing is asking God to invite it. You know, I've got to laugh, and I heard this one time several years ago. You know, the only difference in whiner, being a whiner in life and being a winner in life is the letter H. You know, are you W-H-I-N-E-R or are you W-I-N-N-E-R? And some of you are like, you need to take that H out. Quit being a whiner. And it's easy to get in that gloom, despair, and agony on me, that song that they used to sing on Hee-Haw, showing my age now, right? Some of you younger folks will have to Google Hee-Haw, but Google Hee-Haw and gloom, despair, and agony on me song if you need a good laugh today. But man, the enemy loves to get us into singing that. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. The amazing part is I shared that in the sermon that I did about 15 years ago, and Eric Metaxas, who is just a brilliant mind, a tremendous communicator, was in the audience because he was going to speak that night at our church about his book on Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And so he was going to share a couple words, inviting people to come. Well, it winds up later that afternoon on Twitter, he shared about me sharing that in my sermon. He said, the pastor shared that song, and he said, I can't believe it, but I can't get that song out of my mind, and I've been singing it while I went on my run this afternoon. And he was looking at it just as a humorous thing, but it's just true, friends. And I'm thankful that I almost took that out of my sermon because we had two services in the church where I was preaching. And the first one I did it, but the second one I looked out in the audience and he's sitting there front row and he's a very intimidating guy just because he's so brilliant. He was super nice and just down to earth, enjoyed getting to know him. But, I mean, I'm glad I said it, but in all honesty now, man, maybe ask God, say, hey, if I got that gloom, despair, and agony on me attitude, maybe you need to say, I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, that I'm going to trust the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding, but in all my ways today, I'm going to acknowledge God and know that he will make my path straight. And somebody maybe say, well, Greg, I don't know what to do next. I just kind of feel like I'm in a season of uncertainty. Well, friends, I want to encourage you to do the next right thing. Whatever that is, the next right thing. It could be something as simple. If you go to, you want to get something to drink, and instead of getting a soft drink or iced tea or lemonade, or say, you know, I'm just going to drink water, just good old water, and know that it's that's good for me, and stay hydrated this summer, and I'm going to drink, you know, at least 3 bottles a day or 3 big glasses of it. Just something as simple as that, or maybe it says, God, the Holy Spirit tells you, hey, you need to call somebody and check on them, okay? Or maybe you know you've got behind on a payment. You can't pay it all, but you say, you know what? I am going to at least make a payment today. Or you've gotten away from giving at your church. You're like, I can't give the whole tithe for the past 2 months, but you know what? I'm going to start with $50 this week. And you just start, whatever that is, just do the next right thing. And know that God will honor that, friends. I love this quote by my friend, Dave Willis. He says, be an encourager. The world has plenty of critics already. You know, it's easy to get critical, friends. And man, we live in such a culture that people are so critical. And, you know, the Bible says, therefore, encourage one another, lift one another up. And that's who we need to be known as Christians. Man, to be an encourager. I had somebody that texted me that the other day, complimented them on something I'd seen that they had created and put on Facebook, and did such a great job with the writing and how they placed the pictures in this post. They did it and did such a good job. And I just texted them to say, you know, man, that looked really great how you did that, how you laid that out, those pictures, and then just you're a really gifted writer. And they just texted me back and said, thank you for, you know, being an encourager, you know. And I sent him that quote, picture I found my friend Dave Willis had posted on Twitter. Be an encourager. The world has plenty of critics already. And that's one of the things about being in ministry is really hard because a lot of times people are critical. And yet it's okay. I mean, you know, you speak the truth in love. It's okay to do that. It truly is. But I also want to make sure that you do pray about it for a while before you go to your pastor or to somebody, a leader, ministry leader, and you're critical. And another thing I would just say, maybe you have a solution. And I'm thankful that I've got some friends in my life that are like that. They might come to me with something, but just said, hey, have you ever thought about maybe doing this a different way? Because don't know if that's the wisest way to do it. And just know that God may want you to change something. There's always a nugget of truth, I think, in any conversation that may not be necessarily pleasant or positive. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time, but if you've been blessed by any of our programs this week on Hope Is Here, I hope you'll go to our website, hopeisheretoday.org, and that you'll share these 14-minute programs. Have a great week. We'll see you next Monday on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for listening to Hope Is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.